Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium, and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs, working with your body's needs from morning to night, from energy to restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range, so you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio15 to see what feeling super is all about. This week, we're talking about natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications. Amidst a serious obesity crisis, there's been a significant rise in interest and demand for weight loss drugs, such as GLP-1 medications, with many hailing them as the answer to the obesity problem and uncontrollable craving. Whilst effective for weight loss and appetite suppression, GLP-1 medications carry side effects, health risks, and are hard to take long term, which may not make them a sustainable solution for sustained weight loss. Today, we'll be talking about the obesity crisis, GLP-1 medications, and natural alternatives. So what are GLP-1 medications? GLP-1 medications, also known as glucagon-like peptide 1 agonists, are drugs that mimic a natural hormone to help control blood sugar in type 2 diabetes and promote significant weight loss by slowing digestion, reducing appetite, and increasing feelings of fullness. They work by stimulating insulin release, suppressing glucagon and signaling from the brain to decrease hunger, making them effective for both diabetes management and obesity treatment. Today, we'll be speaking with Mike Wakeman, author of the book Medicated Malnourishment, a pharmacist with a master's degree in pharmaceutical analysis, nutritional medicine, clinical oncology, and currently completing a professional doctorate examining the effects of medications on micronutrient status. He's also the lead formulator at Evera Nutrition, who develop and produce supplements and smart nutritional solutions as unique as you are, combining the latest advances in nutritional science with the highest quality standards. You can find out more about Evera supplements on their website, everanutrition.com, and also follow them on Instagram at Evera Nutrition. Welcome to the show, Mike. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be with you. Thanks, Dora.
Today, we're talking about natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications. Before we go on to talk about that, let's talk about why the overweight and obesity crisis has become such a massive health and wellness issue and why we need those solutions. And we'll go on to talk about that too.
So basically, around 65% of adults in England are overweight and 28% of those are obese. 28% of the population are obese, so it is a huge problem. The causes for it are diverse. A lot of people are claiming ultra-processed foods, for example. But I attended the House of Lords and a report about obesity, and the causes of this obesity crisis are multifactorial and go back over a number of years. So just trying to address one issue isn't necessarily going to be the solution to the problem. It needs to be a joined-up thinking operation, basically, to address a lot of the causes of overweight and obesity.
What are the risks of living with obesity?
So the risks of living with obesity are basically things like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and some cancers. So they're all implicated in being overweight and obese, and people who are overweight and obese have a propensity to develop these sorts of chronic conditions much earlier in life and suffer from them over a longer period unless the issue is addressed.
Yeah, there are massive effects. So how can weight gain go on to impact so many other areas of our health?
So basically, weight gain, in terms of loading the joints, that can cause arthritis. The issue most often is around type 2 diabetes, and many type 2 diabetics tend to be obese and their diets aren't very good. And one of the things that I've come across, I'm a lecturer at the University of Surrey in obesity and diabetes, and prior to the GLP-1 products being available, we looked at the diet of people who'd undergone surgery, bariatric surgery. And although the bariatric surgery was very effective, people didn't change their diets. So it's about also, as well as using these types of drugs, also adapting your lifestyle and diet, and using this as an opportunity to undertake a more healthy lifestyle.
I heard that obesity can even impact skin health. Is that right?
It can impact sleep. It can impact mood. It can have all sorts of effects other than the sort of chronic conditions that I've just described. Obviously, there's sleep apnea, which can keep people awake at night where they snore a lot. And that can be due to overweight as well. So there's a myriad of different conditions that can be induced as a result of being overweight.
Why do you think the obesity crisis is escalating?
It's a multifactorial issue. You can't really put it down to one issue, I don't believe. Obviously, more people are eating ultra-processed foods now, which are less healthy. They contain more fat. They contain less fiber. And they also contain compounds which are called AGEs, advanced glycation end products, which are quite harmful in the body if they accumulate and can also be associated with things like type 2 diabetes. And these products are these compounds are produced due to heat and pressure during the cooking phase. They're also produced naturally in the body as well if you've got too much blood sugar. So that's going to have an effect as well in terms of people's metabolic status.
I've read that ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, now make up around 57% of the average UK diet.
That's right, yes. And as I said, these compounds tend to be high in fat, they tend to be high in sugar, and they're designed to encourage people to eat more of them as well. And one of the issues is that they're quite low in fiber, so they have an impact upon your microbiome and a healthy gut. So they not only do they have a detrimental effect on obesity, but they also affect the gut health as well, which is often implicated in obesity as well.
And the problem with is that they're very addictive. They're everywhere in the supermarket. And the more you eat them, the harder it is to stop. And this is a major issue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you look at the supermarket aisles, they're full of confectionery, and also these buy one, the special offers tend to be very often around ultra-processed foods as well. And a lot of the manufacturers like them because they're cheap to make. They have long shelf lives and they're very appealing. They tend to appeal to our taste buds because we do tend to like sweet things.
What about the other factors that contribute to our obesity epidemic? Things like a sedentary lifestyle, etc.
The whole thing about obesity is multifactorial. A lot of people aren't exercising as they should do. They're not participating in the same sort of sports and games, especially young children. The sell-off of the playing fields has been detrimental to young children participating in sports and games. When I was a child, we had sports periods two or three times a week and then games at the weekend. And a lot of young children just don't have the opportunity to access those sorts of facilities, as well as eating probably ultra-processed foods, but probably not eating the amount of fresh fruit and vegetables that we should do. As you know, that the recommended amount in the UK is 5 portions of fruit and vegetables, which is quite low compared to international standards. And I think in the last survey that I saw, we're eating on average about 3.4 portions of fruit and vegetables. So not only are we eating more ultra-processed food, we're not eating a lot of as much of the foods that are healthy as we should be doing.
What about sleep deprivation and stress? Can that affect our weight?
Yeah, sleep deprivation. A lot of people who are obese tend to get the munchies at night, raid in the fridge and things like that. But also obesity can impact upon sleep, as I said, through sleep apnea, where people snoring throughout the night. And not only can that have an impact upon the individual that's obese, but obviously also any partner that they might have that's sleeping with them. And those sorts of conditions, the sleep can induce things like depression, anxiety, stress. So it's a multifactorial effect in terms of obesity and sleep, basically, that can impact upon things like high blood pressure, all sorts of issues.
You mentioned that a lot of people get the munchies at night, people that are obese. Also, people, when they lack sleep, that changes their hormones that signal hunger, because ghrelin and the leptin hormones have become imbalanced, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. People don't realize that everybody thinks about melatonin as a supplement, as a sleep supplement, which is obviously freely available in the US. But people don't realize that a compound like melatonin, which is used as a sleep supplement to help people get to sleep, The half-life of melatonin is only about 45 minutes. Peak melatonin production occurs at something like 3 a.m. in the morning. So if you're having a disturbed sleep, then the production of the sleep hormones that would normally help you to have a sound night's sleep are disrupted as well. So, as you said, it does affect a number of hormones, not just the sort of hormones that we're talking about here, these GI hormones, the incretins, the GLP-1 and GIP.
How is obesity management changing? Because things do seem to be changing with the rise of new drugs, etc.
Historically, people who were very obese would be recommended to have bariatric surgery, but that wasn't funded correctly by the NHS, and there were only about 6,500 people a year having bariatric surgery. The rest of the population that are overweight and obese have obviously tried all sorts of weight loss programs, and whether that be calorie counting, calorie restriction, increasing exercise, all sorts of strategies like that to help to lose weight. But as the obesity crisis is real, and it has increased over time. So obviously the sorts of interventions that are being recommended by health professionals weren't really either appealing to the individuals or weren't working, and poor people couldn't adhere to them effectively.
But how about now the introduction of the new weight loss jabs?
So the weight loss associated with these types of drugs is amazing. People can lose something like 20 to 25% of their body weight quite quickly. And not surprisingly, obviously, when they first came out, they were quite expensive. And the price has come down now. And something like 1.5 million people in the UK are using these weight loss medications now. And the most recent estimate that I saw was that's going to increase probably to about 3.3 million people at the end of this year. And one of the issues clearly is with these types of medications, they are expensive and people are looking for alternatives to save money. And the last data that I saw, it was something like 10% of people would go to TikTok or some other online media source where sometimes these medications aren't controlled or supervised as they would be if they were bought through a pharmacy or by legitimate channels.
Yeah, so there are risks around this. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications with Mike Wakeman, lead formulator at Evora, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my Nutrition for Me show. And we're speaking with Mike Wakeman, lead formulator at Evora Nutrition, on the topic of natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications. You can find out more about Evora Nutrition on their website, evoranutrition.com. Is that the correct website address, Mike? So follow them on Instagram at Evora Nutrition. So definitely check them out. Now, we're talking about natural alternatives to weight loss medications like GLP-1s, and there's been a rise in GLP-1 use amidst this obesity crisis. So many people find it hard to lose weight, and they're reaching out to these medications. But the good news is that there are many things you can do to lose weight without those medications and without the side effects. And that's why we're talking to Mike Wakeman this week. Can I ask you, Mike, why are the latest solutions, such as the fat jabs, fueling other health issues and not really tackling the overweight and obesity crisis?
So a lot of these compounds, in fact, there was a compilation of 22 studies that were carried out on GLP-1 agonists and the GIP agonists. And they found that basically the side effects were very high. So nausea was rated between 26 to 91%, diarrhea around 30%, constipation around 30%, vomiting around 30%. And then there's other issues such as that are becoming more apparent now, things like pancreatitis, kidney disease and gallbladder issues. And also there seems to be issues around anxiety and depression. And these compounds are basically also contraindicated with things like oral contraceptives, beta blockers and warfarin. Even though a lot of people are using them, they are experiencing side effects, some of which are quite severe.
I can hear that. And they want the weight loss, but they don't really understand that when they take the drugs, they come along with these side effects. You mentioned diarrhea, nausea, constipation, pancreatitis in some cases, anxiety, and not thinking about the contraindications with things they are already on. For example, if they're on the contraceptive, they need to think that could affect their ability to be covered for contraception if they are taking the drug. So that is another consideration that many people probably don't know about today. So it seems that although there is a result, we have to be aware that they come with their downsides. And even gallbladder disease, I think you might have mentioned and I've read about as well. What about the natural alternatives? Are there any natural alternatives that can really help tackle weight management and the obesity crisis? Let's talk about that and maybe go through the different ingredients and how they work and what they can do with that for us without all of those side effects of the GLP-1 medication.
I will do, but can I just, I only found this out yesterday and I think it's well worth mentioning about the GLP-1 agonists. We've talked about the side effects on the individual, but there's a whole environmental issue, which I didn't realize. In order to make 1 kilogram of Ozempic, it takes 14 tons of organic solvents, all of which have to be disposed of. And that's not something that many people are aware of. But anyway, that obviously doesn't occur with the natural alternatives. So when I started to look at this issue, I looked at the sort of pharmacology of these weight loss drugs and then started to look at natural alternatives, which basically could increase GLP-1 levels in the gut and also increase GIP levels in the gut as well. When I was looking at this, I found that there's another protein which is present in the gut, and that's called DPP-4, which is another one with a complicated name, which is dipeptidyl peptase. And this compound is responsible for breaking down GLP-1 agonists and GIP agonists. So clearly, if you can inhibit the levels of this compound, then you can prolong the action of GLP-1 and GIP, natural GLP and GIP agonists in the gut. So when we looked at that, there's a number of compounds that act on both of these levels. Things like glucomannan, resveratrol, hibiscus, green tea, berberine, curcumin, cinnamon and mulberry have all been shown to increase the levels of GLP and GIP in the gut. But some of these same compounds also have an effect on DPP-4. So they stop DPP-4 from having its effect on the GLP-1 agonists. So these include things like curcumin, which you've just mentioned, resveratrol, cinnamon, maritime pine bark extract, mulberry, quercetin and rosemary. So by using these sort of ingredients within the formulations that we've developed, we not only mimic the effect of the Ozempic and the Mounjaros, but we also hopefully will prolong the effectiveness of these compounds in the gut as well by having this effect on this DPP-4. And then there are other ingredients that I've included in this formulation, things like glucomannan, which is a starch, which is a fiber rather, a soluble fiber, and which expands in the gut to make you feel more full. things like chromium green tea, blackcurrant and fenugreek have an effect on satiety as well. So you can see it's a multi-focus approach to actually controlling appetite. And this is put together in a drink formulation, which also contains a lot of micronutrients. It includes 20 vitamins and minerals as well, which people may not be getting in their diet.
Let's hone into some of those ingredients. As a nutritional therapist myself, I'm super keen on natural ingredients and what they can do for us. But for our listeners today, they might not understand how these natural products can work. Often people think that drugs work because we see the doctors prescribe them. But we're not always conscious that natural foods, herbs, etc., do have an effect on the body, and they can support different health conditions. They can support weight loss and satiety, weight management, etc. So you mentioned glucomannan. It's really one of my favorites. Can you just hone in a bit on that and how it works to...
Yeah, so as I say, it's a natural fibrous compound. It's soluble, so it's easily assimilated into a drink formulation. And when it's swallowed, it expands in the gut slightly and it delays gastric emptying. So it has the same sort of effect as the type of Ozempic drug. So it delays the gastric emptying, but it also increases the viscosity of the partially digested food as well. So it slows the transit down from the stomach and all the way through the GI tract. And also it has a beneficial effect. It's also a prebiotic, so it has a beneficial effect on the short-chain fatty acids, which have been shown to be beneficial in terms of gut health as well. So it really does have a multidimensional effect in terms of controlling appetite. Then there's things like berberine, which is from a plant extract, and that influences things like fat storage and the formation of fat cells in the body. So it reduces the formation of fat cells, a process called adipogenesis. Green tea has been shown to have a beneficial effect on weight reduction. Maritime pine bark extract, for example, also has been shown to increase the breakdown of stored fat. Mulberry is well known for diabetic treatment, so it enhances glucose and fat metabolism. And you've got to remember that these drugs were, that the GLP-1 drugs and the GIP agonists were also first developed as treatments for diabetes. And we talked earlier about the issues around side effects and why they suddenly become more apparent in healthy people. If you think about it, I sat on the NHS Ethics Committee as an expert member, and when these drugs are being investigated in diabetics, these are side effects that you'd expect to see in diabetics. It's only when the drugs are given to healthy people that you suddenly see this huge rise in the side effects, because people weren't expected to see them in healthy products. They'd just been looking at the issues in diabetics. But a lot of the ingredients we talk about have been used traditionally in diabetes. Cinnamon, for example, has been used to control blood glucose. Fenugreek controls blood glucose levels as well. Things like New Zealand blackcurrant extract has been shown to increase fat metabolism. Pomegranate has good data to show that it reduces body weight and BMI. Things like hibiscus increases fat metabolism. Resveratrol from red grapes increases the production of heat in the body's thermogenesis. And quercetin also increases fat metabolism as well. And curcumin has got some really good data on it, which shows that one of the other hormones that are produced in the body to initiate the sort of hunger feelings is a compound called leptin. And curcumin has been shown to reduce leptin levels. So you can see that we're approaching this in a sort of a multidimensional way, unlike just looking at one specific mechanism of action, which the pharmaceutical products are doing. And
Go on, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of people think, and you mentioned before that people might not know, that a lot of these compounds have been researched. I put the formulations together, looked at studies which are called meta-analyses, and these are where studies are grouped together. They're all double-blind placebo-controlled studies, and they're grouped together. So they're really high-quality studies. And I looked at these ingredients specifically around weight loss. For nearly all of the compounds that I have mentioned, nearly all of them had 20 to 30 double-blind placebo-controlled studies performed on them in weight loss. And most of them had well over 1,000 participants in those studies. There's good data to support the use of these compounds. And also, a lot of these compounds work together synergistically. So the concept that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts is relevant here, in that 1 + 1 doesn't always equal 2. So if you give a dose of one botanical and a dose of another botanical, very often if they're combined, you end up with a greater effect as a result of combining them than you would do if you use one botanical on its own and then the other botanical on its own.
That's great. Yeah. And as a formulator, you understand how all of these things work together. You've looked at the data, you've looked at the research. You're the perfect person to create products at Evera Nutrition and products that can support people on their weight management journey. People that may not want to go on weight loss drugs, may be concerned with the side effects, or maybe they're coming off those drugs and they want an alternative, because obviously it's not easy to take those drugs long term. They are injectable drugs, there are side effects. They can impact muscle mass. The weight loss can be far too great and far too quick. So it's good to have a sustainable solution that isn't going to impact the health negatively and doesn't come with those side effects. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications with Mike Wakeman, lead formulator at Evera Nutrition, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Apples and pears, beets and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Anne and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on the Nutrition for Me show. And this week we're talking about natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications with Mike Wakeman, lead formulator at Evera Nutrition. You can find out more about Evera Nutrition on their website, everanutrition.com, and also follow them on Instagram at Evera Nutrition. Definitely check out their products. Now, we're talking about this really important topic of natural alternatives to GLP-1 medications. Very important at this time, Mike, because so many people are suffering from obesity, they're overweight, they have uncontrollable cravings, they don't know what to do. So many people that come to me in my clinic tell me, oh, I just don't know how to lose weight, I can't lose weight. And they're very tempted to go down the medical route. Now, we're not making any judgment on that, but it's always good to know what's out there in terms of alternatives and natural alternatives that don't carry those side effects that those weight loss drugs do bring. Wonderful to have you on the show. We talked about these wonderful ingredients that have been researched and there have been trials and formulated a wonderful product, which we'll go on to discuss. But just to review what we've been talking about, we talked about the catechins in green tea, the curcumin extract from the yellow spice turmeric, the resveratrol, which is often associated with red wine, but also in dark-coloured fruits and dark chocolate. Also, you talked about the research done on glucomannan, which is a natural soluble fibre-derived fibre from konjac root and has a massive impact on lowering fasting blood glucose levels in both diabetic and non-diabetic patients. And you also talked about the research on hibiscus extract, which can lead to a significant reduction in body weight, BMI and body fat percentage compared to a placebo. It has amazing high polyphenol content, especially anthocyanin, and can help regulate fat metabolism. And then you also talked about the short-chain fatty acids, which have a place in natural weight loss. And also the growing evidence, you mentioned the gut microbiota and how important it is in energy metabolism because of the production of metabolites such as short-chain fatty acids. So all of this together, all of those products together combined into one product can have a fantastic effect on weight loss and feelings of satiety. Satiety is the feeling of feeling full, and what many people that are overweight suffer with. They feel hungry all the time, they have a disruption in their hormones, they're hungry too much of the time, and they can't control their eating, and that leads them to becoming overweight. So it's great to have these natural solutions. Let's talk about the natural products that are available and your new Avera Nutrition Go Lean Plus shake. Tell us about it.
Whenever I look at producing products, I don't look for trendy ingredients necessarily. I always go back, I always investigate the science behind the underlying pathologies that might cause a particular condition or be associated with this particular condition. And obviously with looking at the overweight situation, the GLP-1 medications and the GIP medications, or the combinations of both of them. And the Mounjaro, which is a combination of both of them, seems to be more effective than the GLP-1 agonist. So basically, looking at the, as I said, the underlying pathologies that might be responsible for a condition, but then looking at the natural alternatives which have an effect which mimics the effect of the pharmaceutical products. You mentioned earlier about the side effects, or we discussed earlier about the side effects of these medications. And you quite rightly said that when people come off them, they tend to put more weight on again. So within a year of finishing a treatment with a GLP-1 agonist, about 50% of the weight is regained. And within 2 years, it's almost always regained as well, unless people do change their eating habits. And as you'll be well familiar, you mentioned about what to do when you come off these medications. The recommendation for NICE is that people don't use it for more than 24 months. When they do stop taking them, whether it be in 12 months or 24 months, or they can't take them because of a side effect that we discussed earlier, then I think looking for a natural alternative, Go Lean Plus, is a sensible thing to do. Because, as I said, we're looking at mimicking the effects of the of these compounds, of the pharmaceutical compounds, but using natural solutions to achieve the same benefits. And you mentioned about glucomannan. You'll be well familiar that the European Union, there's a health claim around glucomannan in terms of helping people to lose weight. So it isn't a fiction. That's something that has been endorsed by the scientists at the European Food Standards Agency. And they have recommended that glucomannan be used into the dose that we've included here to help people to lose weight on a regular basis as part of a calorie-controlled diet. The other thing that's very important, as we discussed right at the very beginning, is that people do use this as an opportunity to change their diet and lifestyle. So to eat more fresh fruit and vegetables, and also increase the amount of fiber, which they will be doing as a result of the glucomannan, but also introduce other sources of fiber into their diet, and maybe reduce the amount of things like red meats that they eat, saturated fatty acids, and use white meats and more healthy sources of protein. And especially those people who are on these medications, because one of the first things that happens when they're on them is they don't just lose weight in terms of fat, they also lose weight. You mentioned about the Wegovy, the Ozempic phase. People do lose a lot of muscle mass, and also their facial expressions change as a result of the face not being able to keep pace with the rate of weight loss, which is occurring. So people end up with this saggy face. This shouldn't happen with these types with Choline Plus. So you're not going to have rapid weight loss as you would experience with the medications. It should be a controlled weight loss over a longer period of time. And one of the things that I'm very keen on, and we have on our website, we also have an information leaflet talking about weight management and the sorts of things that would be beneficial in terms of weight management. So things like dietary advice, about prioritize adequate protein, eat more fiber, be mindful of ultra-processed foods. Hydration is very important as well. And then lifestyle recommendations, exercise and physical activity. And then we talked earlier about sleep, making sure that people get plenty of sleep because that can impact upon weight management, as can stress and emotional well-being. So we try to not just produce products that are going to have a beneficial effect in a particular condition, but also provide people with holistic advice around their lifestyle management, which should enhance the benefits of whatever the supplements are that they're taking, whether it be Choline Plus or any of the other ever products or other supplements that they might be taking from competitors that they might be using for a particular condition or a particular need state. So it is about providing people with a holistic approach rather than just saying, take this, as opposed to changing your medication and using a natural product, which I think is very important.
It's really important. Now, the product is called Evera Nutrition Choline Plus. The company
right.
is Evera Nutrition. The product is Choline Plus. How can they get
it? So you can get it from either our website, everanutrition.com, or shortly from Amazon. And we're also in the process of putting it into retailers, independent retailers, people like John Bell and Croydon in central London, Whole Foods, places like that. We haven't quite got there yet with that distribution, but certainly people can get it from our website. It's a very palatable drink. The other thing that when you're talking about formulations, a lot of the ingredients that we've included in here, things like, for example, berberine, a lot of these compounds are quite bitter. So it's very important that we actually put together a formulation that people can, they're going to be taking this regularly over a period of time so that the products, not only are they healthy, but they taste good as well. So we always use natural sweeteners so we use stevia, for example, as a natural sweetener. So we don't use any artificial sweeteners whatsoever. So it's not only about including efficacious ingredients, it's also about delivering formulations that people can continue to take over a period of time and hopefully experience the benefit that they should accrue from taking it.
It's the powder that people take. How much did they take each day? Is it a scoop?
So they take about 3.5 grams. So it's a scoop that'll provide 3.5 grams. And then they put it into about 250 mils of water. And you have that before each meal, because obviously that's the way that the glucomannan works, is to make you feel full. So you take it shortly before you eat, about 15, 20 minutes before you eat. And that should curb the appetite and reduce the amount of food that you eat.
It's wonderful, because not only is it going to be mimicking the weight loss drugs in the sense of making you feel full, but it's going to be supporting your health because it contains antioxidants, anti-inflammatory agents. And you know that the healthier the body is, the easier it is to lose weight, because our weight gain, in my opinion, is often a reflection of health and what people are eating. Important that we go to the root cause, we support the health, support the body. I love the fact that you talked about a holistic approach, because this is what we don't get with medicalized weight loss in many cases. People just take the drugs and maybe they're not thinking up about preserving their muscle mass. They're not thinking about nutrient depletions. And they're not thinking about how a very extreme weight loss can affect their health and the fact that it's hard to get that muscle mass back. In fact, some people believe you can't get that muscle back once you've lost it. And that is quite serious when it comes to your facial shape, because often people end up looking older and they're slim, but they look haggard. And you don't get this with natural weight loss and with this product, because it's working holistically. It will help to get you to lose the weight, but you're going to be doing it in a much more natural way while supporting your health. I love that holistic aspect. What kind of feedback have you been getting from people that are trying the product?
So people have just started taking it. We launched the product in December, so people are starting taking it now. The one thing, as I said, that is important, obviously they're not going to experience a huge weight loss in that short period of time. But the thing is that we have efficacious ingredients in there. As I said, with glucomelon, for example, there is scientific evidence that demonstrates that people will lose weight if they take it over a three-month period. So I have no doubts that the products are going to work if they're taken properly. The other thing that is really important, and I didn't mention it when we talked about all the botanicals that are in there, when I did look at the natural ingredients that are going to mimic the pharmaceutical product, a lot of the, you mentioned about anthocyanins, and these sort of compounds are polyphenols, so they're present in fresh fruit and vegetables, and the levels of these types of compounds is decreasing in our diet now because they tend to be quite bitter, and we all like more sweet things. So a lot of the levels of these compounds are being bred out of the fruit and vegetables that we eat. I did some work on this years ago that demonstrated that even organic were much greater, had much greater levels of polyphenols in than conventionally grown products. But when I did put these formulations together, I standardized them on these polyphenols, which had been shown to be most beneficial in terms of mimicking the effects of the GLP-1 agonist or the GIP agonist. So these aren't just pomegranate powder, for example, or curcumin powder. These compounds have been standardized to contain very high levels of the sorts of polyphenols that have been shown to replicate the effects of the pharmaceutical products.
That it sounds amazing. I know for a fact, just by looking at the ingredients, that these things will work. It's something that I'm definitely going to be recommending to my clients. I work a lot with weight
loss.
Thank you. Especially with people that are really not knowing what to do. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the understanding of how to lose weight. And I think these products provide great hope for people that want to lose weight and they want to start a sustained and natural and healthy weight loss program and working on their diet as well, because we can't ignore the diet and the lifestyle. It all works together. Before we finish, does the nutrition go, the Evera Nutrition Goldine Plus, have any side effects?
It shouldn't do. Sorry?
Other than weight loss.
Other than weight loss. No, all of the ingredients, obviously, all of the ingredients, as I said, have been demonstrated to be efficacious in the clinical trials that have been performed. They basically, as a result of using the synergistic combinations, in if there are any side effects, we've been able to reduce them. So, for example, with the green tea, there isn't that much caffeine in the green tea. But the rest of the ingredients are, generally speaking, things like fenugreek, things like quercetin, resveratrol, pomegranate. These are all sort of culinary herbs, compounds that are present in our diet anyway. I'm quite confident that the side effect profile is very good. And obviously, this is something that I look at when I'm creating or developing products, is what are the side effects associated with this? And are there any potential issues around medications that people might be taking? And so I'm very aware of that, because in a lot of countries outside of the UK, a lot of these types of products are recommended by doctors and pharmacists. So these are the sorts of questions that they want to know before they will be in a position to recommend those products. So that sort of due diligence is really important from my perspective in terms of producing products that are not only effective but also safe, where doctors and pharmacists can recommend them with confidence.
Mike, it's been wonderful to speak to you on the Nutrition for Me show. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us about natural alternative to GLP-1 medication. It's been hugely informative. And for anybody that's interested in the products, from what you've been saying, they can find those on the website. Your website is everanutrition.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at everanutrition. The product is Evera Nutrition Goline Plus. It's a powder. You can take it before your each meal, and it's going to help you feel full up and support your weight loss in a natural way, and also support your health. And listeners, I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. And today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium, and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs, working with the body's needs from morning to night, from energy to a restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range. So you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what Feeling Super is all about. Until next week, thank you and goodbye.